After the atrocious way we have been treated already and the way that Irish Water came to town without telling us any of their plans, kept us in the dark, went to a meeting, it was quite unbelievable what they're doing, and then to find out that they're coming back to the most controversial site that was here for all those many, many years, it's plain to be seen they have no interest or intention of listening to the concerns or suggestions of the local community. We have a situation we made them aware of the last time and said that the ownership of the seabed where they intend to plough their plant into Lough Foyle is a very controversial issue, and we have received information quite recently that the Irish government has been paying rent to the Crown Estates for the use of the seabed of Lough Foyle. And in every man's book, if you're paying rent, you're not an owner, you are a tenant. So, you know, if they want to push it, then that's fine, but we will be there to meet them.
And indeed, if the discussion does go into the ownership of Lough Foyle, this will push the sewage plant further down the line.
We are aware of that. We do want to hold anything back for any longer than it needs be. But we are becoming to believe that is this the reason why Irish Water are going down this road? They are very much aware of it. We have told them on numerous occasions that we will use this if we have to. It's something that the stones on the road up here know that this has never been decided. It will hold things up for donkey's years, possibly. It's not what we want. But if they are not going to come and destroy the only asset that we have between Moville and Greencastle and expect us to roll over and allow the transfer of a problem down on top of us, which is not a solution,